Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Boniquisti.
A public hearing for a proposed subdivision off Century Drive was postponed after planners discovered a paperwork error, and neighbors demanded the hearings officer step aside.
The proposed construction of Bachelor View Subdivision has nearby neighbors concerned over land use and water rights, along with wildfire risks. Those opposed to the plan are also concerned they won't get a fair decision from hearings officer Greg Frank. He allowed them to voice objections at the start of yesterday's meeting.
People are losing confidence. We've participated in hearings. We have given testimony. The neighbors have shown that the developer has presented information that was not accurate to begin with.
In the end, Bend planners said new plans were modified and submitted on Wednesday, too late for a proper review. The hearings officer agreed and pushed the public hearing to March 1st.
One local area is receiving a federal grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Safe Streets for All program. Oregon will get a total of $1.7 million. $200,000 is coming to Jefferson County. The Madras City Administrator says it'll be used to study roads and identify key locations where serious safety issues exist. Other recipients include Hermiston, Ontario, Douglas County, and the Lane County Public Works Department.
A land swap between Deschutes County and state will impact dozens of people camping east of Redmond. Plans for the exchange started in 2015, and the deal was supposed to close last year, but the state raised concerns about the people living on the land it will receive. Central Oregon Daily's Morgan Gwynn has the latest.
They don't have the means of moving their trailers. They'll lose a lot.
Cody Ledbetter has lived off of East Antler in a trailer for 6 months. He says there are hundreds of people living on the 137 acres of land Deschutes County is exchanging with the state.
There's dozens of communities around here.
Communities of up to 20 to 30 people, according to Ledbetter. The county says it's looking at how to move everyone.
Internally, we're working on a plan, like a project plan, that would include working with service providers and assessing the encampments and the individuals in those encampments and seeing what sort kind of services they can be connected with.
The other piece of land is just south of the fairgrounds. It's owned by the state, but when the exchange is complete, the additional 140 acres will be used for fair events. As for the land east of Redmond,
the property that DSL would acquire from the county, that would be like large lot industrial, so that would be eventually sold, and proceeds from that would go to the Commons School Fund.
But first, all of the homeless have to go.
I hope the county doesn't kick everybody out of here. I mean, if they do, I hope they give us some place to go. At least maybe a means of moving, helping us move our stuff.
The county says it won't move anyone until a plan is in place. Morgan Gwynn, Central Oregon Daily News.
Bend City Council this week approved a $122,000 contract for a new bicycle route wayfinding project.
It's signage around town to make sure people know where all of our infrastructure is, our paths and our separated paths and bike lanes to get around town.
Mayor Melanie Keebler tells KBND News similar projects have worked in other cities to improve bike and pedestrian safety.
We want to, as much as possible, direct people to the lowest stress paths and part of our network that we're trying to build out with our key routes for bikes and peds so that they are having less interaction with cars and feel more safe.
The contract is for designing signs and pavement markings to guide riders to safe routes and destinations of interest, and establish the initial north-south and east-west routes where those signs will go.
More kids would have to wear life jackets on Oregon waterways under a bill in the legislature. OHSU pediatrician Dr. Ben Hoffman says more kids drown in Oregon than the rest of the country, and this bill would help reduce that number.
Examining drowning events for older children and teens, we found that approximately 68% would have been prevented with PFD use.
The bill would require all kids 16 and younger to wear life jackets when on a boat or an inflatable in a lake or a river. Kids involved in rowing competitions would be exempt. A new bill in the state Senate would prohibit the government from reimbursing state employees for some travel expenses, and the idea is gaining a lot of traction.
All 30 senators and a bipartisan group from Oregon's House have already signed on to co-sponsor Senate Bill 853. It was first proposed by Senate Republican leader Tim Knope.
The bill basically would not allow reimbursement by the state for employees that choose to live outside the state to travel back to the state to do their jobs when asked to do so.
He says the practice started during the pandemic when telecommuting was necessary, and some state employees chose to leave Oregon. At a recent press conference, Knoop acknowledged his proposal had a lot of early support.
It may turn out to be the most sponsored bill in the legislature from where it's headed.
SB 853 had its first reading on the Senate floor yesterday.
More car shoppers are considering purchasing an electric vehicle, but the high cost of a new EV puts them out of reach for many people. AAA is out with a 2023 used EV buyer's guide. Marie Dodd says it offers information to help those looking for a pre-owned electric car.
The basic background of electric vehicles, driving range and charging. You know, what's the difference between level one, level two, and level three charging? Used EV ownership cost comparisons. So battery versus gas powered. How much does it cost you? Repair and maintenance costs.
New EVs cost between $10,000 and $30,000 more than their gas-powered counterparts. But Dodd says they also depreciate faster, closing that gap and making a used EV more affordable.
Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden wants Congress to combat the rise in catalytic converter thefts. He signed on to bipartisan legislation he says would ensure that law enforcement can more effectively address these thefts. Under the Preventing Auto Recycling Thefts Act, catalytic converters on new vehicles would have to be stamped with the VIN, and a grant program set up to do the same on existing vehicles. It also aims to improve record-keeping for companies who buy used catalytic converters.